Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Elhamdülillahi rabbil alemin. Vessalatu vesselamu ala seyyidil mürselin. Seyyidina Muhammed ve ala alihi ve sahbihi ve sellem teslimen kethira. Selamu aleyküm ve rahmetullahi ve berekatuhu. Alhamdulillah, brothers and sisters. This is Imam Zayd Shakir, and we're here for another installment of 30 Lights for 30 Nights. Tonight, we'd like to talk about, very briefly, how in Ramadan, we lose sleep. We're staying up late for Taraweeh. We're getting up early for Suhoor. This is part of the discipline of the fast, brothers and sisters. Try to make it out to the Taraweeh prayers, listen to the Quran, and try to get up for your early pre-dawn meal. And not only will give you strength and vigor as you go through the day, but it will cut down on your sleep. And in cutting down on our sleep, we help to unleash our spiritual forces. Sleep is one of those great carnal appetites that if it overwhelms us, it deadens and dulls our spiritual resources. One of our great early Muslims, one of the Salaf al-Salih, Ibrahim al-Adham, he mentioned, هَلَكَ مَنْ هَلَكُوا قَبْلَكُمْ لِثَلَاثِ خِصَالِ فُدُولُ الطَّعَامِ وَفُدُولُ الْكَلَامِ وَفُدُولُ الْمَنَامِ. So Ibrahim al-Adham mentioned the people before you were ruined because of three characteristics: too much eating, too much talking, too much sleeping. From the great wisdoms of Ramadan, it cuts down on all three. We're eating less, we're sleeping less, and because our energy level's a little lower and we're focusing on our deen and guarding our tongues, we're talking less. And all of this helps to unleash our spiritual forces. And that's why you find it easy to do some things during Ramadan, like read a juz of Quran every night, stand in prayer for Taraweeh, hour and a half every night. That is very difficult to do throughout the balance of the year. One of the secrets of this is that our spiritual energies have been unleashed by sleeping less, eating less, and talking less. So brothers and sisters, as you go through the fast, remember, we're unleashing those spiritual energies. This is one of the great secrets of Ramadan. So remember, it's not in vain, and it's not without any higher purpose. So as you go through the rigors, feel yourself becoming more and more free, and your energy is unleashed, and your power and ability and inspiration to forge on all the greater. May Allah bless you, bless all of you during the balance of the month. 30 lights for 30 nights, brief Ramadan reminders. We look forward to joining you for the next one, inshallah ta'ala. Imam Zayd Shakir from Zaytuna College. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Be a part of American Muslim history. This Ramadan, support the students and support the college with your donations during this blessed month.